In the gospel reading today, we see the examples of humility and charity. In the case of these two mothers, it's a wonderful thing that we know, for instance, that everyone in the hill country around where Elizabeth was rejoicing with her because God had shown his mercy to her. And yet at the same time, when our Blessed Lady comes, purely out of charity, Elizabeth focuses on Our Lady. It's not about her. So even though something wonderful is taking place within her, she doesn't pull the focus to herself. We also notice that Our Lady didn't draw 1 ounce of attention to herself. She came simply out of charity to be able to help Elizabeth in her situation. It was the Holy Spirit who called attention to Our Blessed Lady so that Elizabeth was able to understand something that she couldn't have possibly seen or known, and yet at the same time was given the grace to be able to recognize that in the womb of Our Blessed Lady was the Son of God, and she was able then to proclaim that. And so we see the humility in both as they both look to the other, not to themselves. We see the charity in both of them. And yet at the same time, what we see is the charity of our Lord and the humility of our Lord. He is God. He is the God of the universe. He created everything and everyone. And now he chooses to be created in the womb of a woman. And he chooses to work in a hidden manner. If anybody has the right, if you will, to be out in the open and clear and obvious what he's doing, it is God. And he chooses instead to remain hidden and to be able to work in that hidden way. We see this even with St. John the Baptist leaping in the womb of his mother in the presence of our Blessed Lord. And so God continues to work in a hidden way. And he continues to work through human beings, which is pretty astounding. Again, talk about the humility of God, because only through humility is charity going to be understood. And so we see that humility. We see it in the Blessed Sacrament, where our Lord is present, hidden under the forms of a piece of bread. We see him working in human beings, hopefully working through people like you and me to touch others, if we are willing to draw attention to him and not to ourselves, to allow him to work rather than taking credit for it ourselves. Are we willing to get out of the way? This is what we see in the lives of the saints. This is what we see in the gospel today. Even though the greatest miracle is taking place, once again we notice that Our Lady doesn't try to call attention. Nothing to herself. Even when Elizabeth recognizes the mystery happening, the first thing Our Lady does is to glorify God. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. It's not about her. It's about God. And what a lesson all of us need to learn, because once again, if there is any human person who has ever lived who would have the right, if you will, to call attention to herself, it's our Blessed Lady. The greatest possible event that could ever happen in a human life happened through her. But she knows that it wasn't she who did it. It was God who did it in her and through her. And consequently, she doesn't draw attention to herself. She draws attention to the Lord. The Lord, at the same time, being the Son of our Blessed Lady, is going to draw attention to his mom because he loves her. I think as we proceed here in these next months, next few years, we're also going to see our Blessed Lady and our Blessed Lord drawing attention to Saint Joseph, who has remained so hidden for so many years. Once again, they will not draw the attention to themselves, but they will point beyond themselves. And what a wonderful lesson for all of us to learn. First and foremost, what Our Lady teaches us, and that's to draw attention to God. But then we see what our Lord does, who is God, and he doesn't draw attention to himself either. He points to the one who actually cooperated with him and allowed him to do his work, and blesses her for what she has done. Even Elizabeth recognizes that and is able to proclaim that same thing. Blessed is she who believed that the word spoken to her by our Lord would be fulfilled. And so all of this, you just see the same pattern. And so the pattern is not only there in these extraordinary people, the pattern has to be there for us. Humility and charity. Not calling attention to ourselves, but rather pointing elsewhere. If something good is happening in us, it's because God is doing it. So we give him the glory. If God wants to glorify you, let him glorify you. That's up to him. But we don't need to be playing King Kong and pounding our own chest and say, look at me and look at how wonderful, look at what God is doing in me and aren't I wonderful? You don't hear Our Lady saying that, and the greatest thing ever happened through her. She's not calling attention to herself because of it, but rather in her humility, she recognizes herself to be unworthy. And she was. Even sinless as she was not worthy in that sense. She hadn't done anything to deserve to receive God in her womb. How could she? But now bring that to the present. What have you and I done to be worthy to receive God into ourselves in Holy Communion? Nothing. We can't present ourselves to the Lord and say, you, like that Pharisee, you are so lucky that you created me. I mean, I am the best, I am the greatest, I am the only one who is actually worthy to be able to receive God into myself. I think a lightning bolt would come down rather quickly if we tried something like that. Because not only do we know that it's a total lie, but God obviously isn't going to be mocked. So no, we haven't done anything to make ourselves worthy to receive him. That's his gift. So it was with our Blessed Lady, a total gift from God, which is why she points beyond herself to him. He made her worthy. She doesn't see herself that way. And so God points to Our Lady, and Our Lady points to God. Our Lady goes to Elizabeth, Elizabeth points to Our Lady. St. John the Baptist points to Jesus, and Jesus points to St. John the Baptist. It's not a mutual adoration society, but rather it is one of true charity. Everyone acting in humility, everyone acknowledging the goodness of God in the other, and everyone praising God for the glory and the grace that he has given. That's what every one of us is called to. So what a wonderful opportunity for us to learn that lesson, to be able to see it in these beautiful people, and to be able then to look at our own selves and ask ourselves honestly, do I have that kind of humility? Do I have that kind of charity? Is that really what I desire? Am I striving for that? A great thing to be able to pray for, because the more that we can get out of the way, the more humble we can be, the greater is the work that God can do in us, and therefore, the greater will be the glory that we can give to him.